We're holding on to Tesvav Amud Bey's 7 lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday about the question. So Rav had said a concept that in our Mishnah, when you have two interleaved or overlapping Nazirus, one for that he made an independent Nazirus, and the other one that he said, I'll be a Nazir when my son is born. Then Rav had said the 70th day that, so it was a Nazirus for 100 days and then a Nazirus of 30 days. So the 70th day can actually do double duty for both of them. According to Tosfos, it means that, that actually total he's going to be doing only 100 days and that 70th day also counts as the first day of the Nazirus regarding his son. According to the Rosh, you're still going to have 130 days, but the point is that you don't end up losing, you don't have to have any extra days when you're growing hair, because again, the 70th day does count as the first day of the new Nazirus, and therefore after that one is done, you're still going to have 30 days for growth of hair. So we were discussing where Rav got that from, because our Mishnah doesn't imply that at all. So Rav must have some opinion. In fact, our Mishnah implies the opposite. So Rav must have some Tana that he's basing himself on. So we ended up saying that he could be going according to Rabbi Yossi in a case of Tumah V'Tara, in a case of a Zov or a Zova, where they thought they were Tohar, the Korban Pesach was shechted and sprinkled on their behalf, and now later on in the day it turns out they're Tumah. So therefore we said that the fact that the Korban Pesach was shechted and the blood sprinkled for them at a time when they would have been Tohar had something else not happened, then we consider it that they were Tohar at the time, and only Medirab, so we were saying that maybe only Medirab Banan, or they, we said that they are Tumah retroactively to the beginning of the day, but we said maybe that's only Medirab Banan. Then we said maybe not, maybe in fact it is Daraisa, but there's a special exception when it comes to the Korban Pesach. So now the Gemara says, Rab Oshia also holds that this threat Rab Yossi is saying that the Tumah goes, l'mafreya. That in other words, in this case over here, we have the Zov, for example, on 7th of his clean days. So he's already tovled. He's waiting for Hair of Shemesh, and then he would be allowed to eat Korbanos. Meanwhile, it was Erev Pesach, so they shefted and sprinkled the Korban Pesach for him, and now later on in the day, he ends up becoming Tomei. He ends up having another flow of Ziva, so we said that he's Tomei l'mafreya, retroactively, anything he sat on, or whatever, back to the beginning of the day, is Tomei. But, so we said, one possibility is to understand that is Derabbanan. And the other way we could say is that it is Daraisa, but there's an exception for the Korban Pesach. So now you should know, Rab Oshia also holds that concept is only Derabbanan. Daraisa, he would be completely Tahor. Daraisa, we would consider in effect that the new Ziva is a whole new thing, not a continuation of the previous one, and therefore he's only Tomei from now on. Which then, again, that would be a support for what Rav was saying. In effect, the point of Rab Oshia was saying that day would divide into two. One part of that day becomes the 7th of his clean days, which he needed, and the other part becomes a separate day on which a new Tumah took place. So that would be similar to the way Rav was saying that the 70th day of the guy's Nazirus can count as if it were 2 days. The 70th day of one Nazirus and the first day of another one. So Rav Oshia also holds that way. Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. And Rav Oshia begins, Rav Oshia Omer, Avol, now he says, but, Now Rashi in Psachim, this Gemara is also in Psachim, says, but what? What is a continuation of? So the Orach Mishar says maybe it's a continuation of that the previous part of the Braisa talks about a Baal Keri. If you have a person as a Baal Keri on Erev Pesach, then there's no problem shechting the Korban Pesach for him. All he needs to do is go to the mikveh. That night, he'll have Erev Shemesh, and then by the time it's time to eat the Korban Pesach, then he's able to eat it. So no problem. So now the Mishnah would say Avol, but there's a contrast on the other hand with a Zav.
He could be chipping with someone else that's not to be in the best Mishnah for Torah.
Right, he would send it with somebody else, yeah. And then there's a different point. There are Rishonim and Psachim who say differently that Rav Oshia is referring to a Mishnah in Zav in Masech the Zavim. About a certain case involving a Zav who becomes also a Baal Keri. Does he lose the days before that or not? Anyway,
Which one is more worse?
Azov is more serious. He's the one who's Mitame Mishka Ramosha, and he didn't. We need 17 days only if there were two or three times. No, sprinkling would only be for Par Adam. Azov, if it's one time, is considered like a Baal Keri, even though Ziva and Keri are different in color and consistency, but one time is still considered like a Baal Keri. Two times making him Zov, his Mitame is anything he sits or lies on or whatever. Three times is an addition he needs to count 17 days. Three times is all of that, plus he needs to bring a korban. Yeah. Which, by the way, in the
what's the difference between the Zav and Baal Keri?
The difference is, so the actual difference is that Keri is just regular Zera. It's white, it holds together, and it, a Zav, the substance that comes out of him is off-white. The Gemara compares it to the white of a spoiled egg. It doesn't hold together as well. It's more watery or liquidy or whatever. And the Rambam describes also the difference is that, that Keri comes out. A person is aroused. A man is aroused. Ziva is not necessarily that he's aroused. It just kind of dribbles out. Yeah, it's some kind of sickness. Yeah. So one of those, it doesn't matter. The consistency still makes him considered a Baal Keri. Two times, then he would be a Zov. And three times, he's a Zov and also needs to bring a korban. Which, by the way, in the Gemara yesterday, we didn't talk about any of the cases where a Zav or a Zava needs to bring a korban, because if they do, then in fact, the fact that their seventh day, or the fact that their Tahor day, the one Tahor day for Shemer Asiyam Keneged Yoyim, the seventh day for a Zav, comes out on Erev Pesach, wouldn't help them because they still need to bring their korban before they can eat Kodshim, and they can only bring their korban the next day. So, in other words, if you have a three time Zav, the way it would work is, yes, there are seven clean days after the three times Ziva. Then on the next day, after then he 30 tovels at the end of the seventh day, and then has head of Shemesh. Right. Now at that point, you can tovel any time during the day. Most men can tovel any time during the day. He has head of Shemesh. Then at that point, he's allowed now to eat mice or sheni and truma and whatever. Kodshim, though, he needs to wait till the next day when he's going to bring his korban. Then after that, he's allowed to eat kodshim. Same thing with a Zava Gdola. If she had three times Ziva, where again, she needs 17 days, same thing. She also needs a korban at the end of it. So in those cases, then it wouldn't help that their seventh day was Erev Pesach, because they still can't eat the korban Pesach, because that when would they have to bring their korban? The next morning, and that's already Pesach morning. They can't bring their korban anyway, if it's Yom Tov, but be that as it may, the point is they haven't brought their korban. They can't have brought their korban yet by Erev Pesach. So that's why yesterday we were talking specifically the cases where there's no korban involved. In the case of a zava, we were talking about it was a one or two time zava where all she needs is one clean day and no korban. And in the case of a zav, we were talking about a two time zav where he needs seven clean days but no korban. Yeah.
And then we learned also a while back that the guy comes running in. Even there's a conception to the rule that even after they brought the Tamash Shabbat Abayim.
Yes, in general, you don't bring Korbanos after Tamash Shabbat Abayim, but if he does need to bring a Korban, because he's a Mechusa Kapara, he could bring it at that time after the Tamash Shabbat Abayim before the Korban Pesach. Yes, that's true.
And this is for
any of those cases. Let's say, for example, the same thing with the Zav or the Zava, but say, for example, or Soda or whatever, but say, for example, let's draw out the scenario. The case we were talking about yesterday is, for example, the case we're going to talk about in the Gemara now is where the Zav's seventh day is Erev Pesach. Let's say his seventh day was the day before, was the 13th of Nisan. Now, the eighth day, when he can bring his korbanos, is Erev Pesach. So as long as he can bring his korban, he'll be able to eat kodshim. But let's say he didn't bring it earlier in the day, then yes, it's true, he can bring it later in the day. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So, Rav Oshia says Avol, and again, the Avol may refer to a case involving a Baal Keri. It may be referring to a case in a Mishnah in Zavim involving a Zav who became a Baal Keri. Anyway, So Rav Oshia continues, Haroya Zav b'shvi shaloi. If a Zav sees a flow of Ziva on his seventh day, which is supposed to be a clean day, Soiser Eshalafanav, then he loses all the days before that. He has to start his 7 days all over again. But Amalei Rav Yechanan, now Rav Yechanan, who was a Talmud of Rav Oshia, asks, why should it be Soiser? Loi Nister Eliyomai, all he should lose is 1 day. Now, there's one ask, what is Rabbi Yechanan asking? Manafshach, why would Rabbi Yechanan say he loses 1 day? Whichever way you look at it. Isosar, if you're going to say that the result of that ziva is he loses days, kulu sosar, then he should lose all the days. Eloi sosar, and if he's not so, so lo nistar v'lo yoma, then he shouldn't even lose that day. Why is Rabbi Yechanan thinking that he should lose, but only 1 day? Now, it's true, there is a din for example, that if a Zav during the 17 days, if one of those days he has keri, regular keri, then it is true he loses only that one day. But why would Rabbi Yochanan be saying the same thing as far as Zira?
Why aren't they?
Because keri is, after all, a lighter kind of tumah. So therefore, so it does have to be 7 clean days. But if there's keri in the middle, then all he loses is that one day. But if there's ziva, then on the face of it, he should lose all the days. So why is Rabbi Yochanan saying that he should lose one day? So the one answer is Ella Ema. You're right. We have to correct Rabbi Yochanan's words and say that he's asking Rabbi Oshia loy nister v'loy. He shouldn't lose even that one day. Why is he losing anything at all?
Because
we should say it was the seventh day, Mela, if it was the fifth or sixth or whatever day, sure, I agree, lose. But here he's on the seventh day already. We say Mikta Feyem Kikoloi, so therefore we should say that already from the morning, it's considered his 7 days of counting are over, and that's it. Then now the Ziva that he has later in the day shouldn't harm anything.
But that should be a new count.
It'll be a new count, but fine, it's only one time. It should be considered by Kerry. Yeah. So. And so the Omale and Rav Oshi answers him, Rav Yossi, Koi Kavasach, you should know that Rav Yossi agrees with you. But where we said before, we learned in the Braisa before, that Rav Yossi says that in fact, if a Zav has a new flow of Ziva on his seventh day, which is supposed to be the clean day, then in fact, we said that he's only Tomei Mikano Laba. And that's why, in that case, if before that last ziva took place, they had shechted and sprinkled the Korban Pesach for him, then he can't eat it, because by the time it comes to eating it, he's tamei from the new ziva. But nonetheless, he's still potter from Pesach Sheni. Now, didn't Rabbi Yossi himself say before that the guy is actually Tomei Lamafreya, that retroactively any chair he sat on or any bed he lay on or whatever since the beginning of that day becomes retroactively Tomei, because it turns out that his new Ziva now on the seventh day does combine together with the previous ones. So it means he was still a Zav. So therefore that shows that Rav Oshia also holds that when Rav Yossi says l'mafreya, he doesn't mean a special rule that applies to the Korban Pesach, as we said yesterday, Tumas HaTahorim. It's rather because he holds that basically Rav Yossi is saying that Doraisa, he would in fact be Tohor. Dirabbanan was saying that all those beds and chairs and whatnot that he sat on during the day are Tumas. So therefore we see Rav Oshia agrees with the Svara that we said before to understand Rav Yossi, that he's talking only Dirabbanan. And therefore Rav can also hold like that, and therefore Rav gets his opinion from Rav Yossi. So in other words, on a Daraisa level, Rav Yossi is saying that seventh day counts as two different days, in other words. One as the seventh day of his counting for Ziva, of his clean days, and one as a separate day on which a new Ziva took place that makes him Tomei. So therefore, by the same token, Rav can say the 70th day of the Nazirus counts double as the 70th day and also as the first day of a different Nazirus.
He shouldn't lose this from the 7 days, he shouldn't lose anything.
So this way he doesn't lose anything, right. So Midrabanan, we're going to say that anything that he sat on or whatever earlier in the day retroactively is going to be Tomei, because it turns out now that this Ziva, in a way, combines together with the previous ones. It means you didn't have 7 full clean days. But in terms of things Daraisa, where at the time the Korban Pesach was shechted on his behalf, he wasn't yet Tomei, then we say he's potter from Pesach Sheni.
Okay. No, he was
Yotze. In other words, the fact that the Korban Pesach was shechted on his behalf, even though in the event he couldn't eat it, because by the time it came to eating it, he's a Zav again. Nevertheless, that doesn't prevent, in other words, if he had been, let's say, for example, it was his fifth or sixth day of his clean days of Ziva, and they shechted the Korban Pesach for him, nothing would happen. That doesn't help him at all. He needs 7 clean days, so therefore he would still have to make Pesach Sheni. But now, where it was the seventh day, Rav Yossi is saying that that's good enough.
It's not eating as much as bringing it.
The point is, right, so it's true the Korban Pesach is meant to be eaten. However, if you have a case where a person at the time of the shechting of the Korban Pesach was perfectly suitable to eat the Korban, or would be, that if we continue as we are now, then he would be good to eat the Korban, and something else happens, something else comes up after the Shechita and the Zrika that prevents that, nevertheless, we say he's potter from making Pesach Sheni.
But he wouldn't be allowed to, right?
Right. Right.
Because
right. Because the whole environment. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, now let's figure out what Rabbi Yossi's Svara is. Mechti, let's consider. Now, not so much what his Svara is, but let's consider a consequence of what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi is saying Mechtasein Kekolai, and therefore he's saying, for example, the seventh day of the Zav counts as a complete day, and therefore if there's a Ziva later on, then a Doraisa level, nothing happens. The question is, though, so Mechti Sova Mechtasein Kekolai, so you have to ask Zava Gmura, the Maisa Korban, Hechamash Kachasla, how would you ever have a Zava Gmura, a Zava Gdola, who's going to bring a Korban? Let's consider, in other words, so how does a woman become a Zava Gdola when she has a flow of blood each of 3 days in succession? We said if she only has 1 or 2 days in succession, then she only needs one clean day. So let's consider. Means one after the other, yeah, consecutively. So let's consider. She has a flow of blood, and again, we're talking about during the time between Nida and Nida, otherwise she's a Nida, that's a whole other matter. We're talking about, no, giving birth to something else. We're talking about the halacha l'moshe v'sinah, there's an 11-day period when each month when a woman can become a Zava. So now, let's say, for example, she has a flow during that time on Sunday. So what do we say? She needs to have Monday as a clean day. And then if everything's good, then that night, Monday night, she'll go to the mikveh, or Monday day, rather, she'll go to the mikveh, Monday night, she'll have a hair of shemesh, and good, she'll be tough. If she has another flow on Monday, then we push things off to Tuesday. She needs Tuesday as a clean day, she'll go to the mikveh sometime on Tuesday, Tuesday night, she'll be completely tough. Now, what is a zavag dola is when she has this 3 days in a row, so Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So then we say, at that point, she's a Zava Gdola or a Zava Gmura. Now she needs 7 clean days and a korban at the end. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mechtasein Kekolai. So what happened? She had it on Sunday. She had it on Monday. Comes Tuesday morning. That's already considered a clean day for her because the flow of blood didn't necessarily start the first thing in the morning. So Tuesday should already be considered a clean day. If later on she has a flow later in the day, based on Rabbi Yossi's Svara, we should say that's in effect considered a different day. So how are you ever going to have a woman become a Zava Gdola? So Kivin Dechazi, the Pau Gediyoma, once she had a flow in the middle of the day, Idach Pau Gediyoma, Solak Lal Shimur. Meanwhile, already the first half of the day has already counted as her Yoyma Shomer, as her clean day. Because according to Rabbi Yossi's Svara, we're saying it's the same for Kuloi, and we can break up one day into two parts like that. So, because after all, the din is, for example, let's say a woman had flows of blood on Sunday, on Tuesday, and on Thursday, we wouldn't say that makes her a Zava Gdola. It has to be 3 consecutive days. So if according to Rabbi Yossi, the day itself counts as though it was 2 days, then you're not going to have 3 consecutive days. So the Gemara answers, one answer could be that if the woman has a continuous flow of blood without a break, one of them consecutively throughout 3 days, or doesn't literally need to be. It just needs to be, for example, from the end of the first day until the beginning of through the beginning of the third day. The point is, you could have where there was no clean time at all on the third day. So then that would be enough to make her a Zava Gdola. So in other words, if it started on Sunday before Shvia, continued throughout Monday, and then continued, let's say, for example, maybe if it continued from Sunday afternoon through Monday morning, and then again from Monday afternoon through Tuesday morning, then she'd be a Zava Gdola, because then you can't say there's a clean day because the beginning of the day already was not. So that's one answer.
It makes her
that she has to need 7 clean days and a korban.
Oh, yeah. So she has to have 3.
That's 3. So that's what we're saying. Yes, right. But if you right, so sorry, then I'm, you're right. I'm saying it wrongly. Then in that case, you would have to have there's one from Sunday. It doesn't have to be 3 separate zivas. It can be 3 separate days. So if you have part of it on Sunday, part of it on Monday, and part of it on Tuesday, that still makes her a Zava Gdola. So if you have continuously from Sunday afternoon until through Monday morning, then there you have 2 days already. Now Tuesday should be her Yom HaShomer. If now instead she also has from Monday afternoon until through Tuesday morning, then Tuesday is not the Yom HaShomer. And at that point, now you have 3 days consecutively when she's had bleeding.
Then she has to have
7 clean days in a korban. So that's one way, even according to the Yossi, that would work. The Borisim, the Chazia Tlosayem, some of the Shkir Sahama, another way of looking at it would be if she had flows on 3 days close to Shkir Sahama, So the first case, Tlosa Yom Bahadi Adori, would be where it was consecutive, where it was continuous, rather. Where it was continuous, it started on Sunday and continued continuously through Tuesday. The other way we're saying that, yeah, it doesn't have to be even that. You could have that she had on Sunday afternoon, shortly before Shkia, and it continued into the night. And then the same thing the next day. So then there's no time in the day at the beginning of the day that could possibly count as a clean day. So Tosfos actually discusses in some detail over here what would happen, for example, if she has these flows only at night. Would we say that doesn't count? Because would we say that when we say that she needs clean days, can we include clean nights in that? In other words, would we say that the night would count at the beginning of the day, and therefore, so if she had it at the beginning of the night, then things were good, then that can still count as one of her clean days? Or would we not say that? Do we need that for daylight hours to be considered her clean days? So.
How much time during the day does it have to be without?
Well, according to Rabbi Yossi, apparently very little. So that's the thing. That's why we're saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, if she were to start 5 minutes after Netzachama, then that day still would count as a clean day. That's what the Gemara was asking. So now the answer is that we're dealing with where it went continuously, or where it began before Shkia and continued into the night. So again, Tosfos discusses, is it enough that it continues into the night, or would it actually have to be that it continues into the morning? In order for it to not count as a clean day. In any case, the point is, the Gemara was bothered by a point of Yossi. You can never find a Zalud Dola according to his logic. And the answer is, even a point to him, you could. It may be rarer than it would a point to Chachamim, but nevertheless, such things can happen.
And according to Chachamim,
it's not an issue in the first place. They don't hold of this concept to a certain extent, we say it's the same Kulay, but not to the extent that we would say that we break up one day into 2 days. So they're according to them. And in the case of the Zav, and in the case of the last day, yeah, if he has Ziva on that day, he's going to lose everything. He has to start all over, yeah. Mishnah says, Misha Omer Harini Nazir, of course, pretty much this whole Mishnah we learned and we analyzed before in connection with the Machlokas of Rav Masna and Bar Pada back on Daf Hei Daf Vav. So we'll be referring to that over and over as we go through this Mishnah and the short bit of Gemara on it.
He wasn't asked why we have to say it all again.
No, because the fact is we didn't before we said it in a discussion of Amiroi. The fact is we still need a Mishnah to tell it to us. So let's remember, by the way, that we had the machloikas Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Why is it that Nezirus is 30 days? Rav Masna had said that because the word yiyah is gematria 30. However, Rav Masna says mitzaseh in kekoloi. So in principle, you could bring your korbanos on the 30th day, but you're supposed to bring them on the 31st. Bar Pada had said that really because it says the word nozir, or the shodesh nozir, 29 times in the Torah, and therefore really it's only 29 days, and then therefore in principle you could bring your korbanos on the 30th day, but since, as our Mishnah is going to tell us, you can have a case where a person said, I will be a nozir for 30 full days, and then in that case he has to bring his korbanos on the 31st, then Bar Pada says the Chum made a general gzera,
Not to mix it up,
that he should always bring his korbanos on the 31st, and only the d'eved if he brought him on the 30th is he good. So now our Mishnah is going to deal with those issues. The Mishnah says, Misha Amar Harini Nazir. Person says, I'll be a Nazir. So we know, of course, as we learned before, that Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom. So therefore, Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. So he shaves and brings his korbanos on the 31st day. But if he did it on the 30th day, he's Yotze. According to the Masna, because Mikdasein Kekuloi, according to Bar Pada, because the Nezirus is over by that point. According to him, Nezirus is really only 29 days. Next, what about Harini Nazir Shloshim Yoim? But what if he says, I'll be a Nazir for 30 days? Im Gilach V'yem Shloshim Lo Yotze. Then if he shaves and brought his korbanos on the 30th day, he's not Yotze. Because now he said 30 days, and we discussed, and the sugya over there doesn't mean just because he said 30 days, or is it that he said 30 whole days? Did he actually say the word whole, or is it he didn't, but once he said the word 30 days, we consider it as if he said whole days?
So then,
if he says whole days, he can't say mitzvah same for kolay.
No, but if he just says it's 30 days.
If he says 30 days, right. The point is, we may say that in that case, we consider as though he said shleimim, as though he said complete days, and therefore definitely he has to keep 30 full days, and if not, he's not yotze.
Because like flug,
yeah. Next. Not really like plug, but because you might easily confuse one with the other, yeah. Okay. Next. Continues the Mishnah. Mishnah Noza Shtei Nezirus. Suppose a person took on himself two terms of Nezirus, back to back. Then he shaves and brings the Korbanos for the first one on the 31st day, and the second one on the 61st day, because the Mishnah is going to go on to say, the day is Oilo Lakan Lakan. Even Bar Pada agrees that in that case, you can say it's Oilo Lakan Lakan, because in that case, the same way as, for example, a person could take on Nezirus in the middle of the day, and that day counts as the first day of the Nezirus, the same way Bar Pada is going to say, once he's shaved and brought his Korbanos, then his old Nezirus is over, then sure, you can have on that same day a new Nezirus can begin. So what happens? So the 31st day he's bringing his Korbanos, now that 31st day is also the first day of the new Nezirus.
He cut his hair that day, right?
That's the point, even though he cut his hair that day, because same thing. In other words, let's say you have a person took a haircut in the morning, and then in the afternoon he decided, I want to be a Nazir. Still counts as a first day.
Drink wine, that day doesn't matter.
Also doesn't matter, as long as you can still have the wine. Yeah, you can still have just drunk the wine 5 minutes ago, and now say, I'm a Nazir, and still he's a Nazir, yeah. Yeah.
That's for sure, because Nitzis can go,
yeah, because you can take on Nazirus any time, yeah.
If it's on a full day, it doesn't matter,
because then for sure we say Mitzvah Saint Kukulai, right. So that's the thing. We said even by Pada, who doesn't hold of Mitzvah Saint Kukulai, that would be as far as, for example, saying that that because of that he should be allowed to bring his Korbanos L'Chatchila on the 30th day. But B'dieved, not even B'dieved, in our case we're talking about L'Chatchila, he's bringing his Korbanos on the 31st. Definitely we can say that that day can also count as the first day of his new Nezirus. Because the fact is that he brought his Korbanos, his Nezirus is over, and once his Nezirus is over, then that's it. He can start a new Nezirus on that same day.
You wouldn't say he has to make, yes, when it comes to the 30th first.
No, because the difference is, it's one thing when he didn't do anything to finish his Nezirus. Then we're not necessarily going to say Mitzvah Saint Kukulai, if we went to Bar Pada anyway, but here we actually did something to finish his Nezirus, bring his Korbanos and shave, then that's different. So he does the first one, the 31st day, and then again, that same day is the first day of the new Nezirus. So now, what would have been the 32nd day is also the second day, and so on and so forth. And therefore, it comes out the 61st day is the 31st day of the second Nezirus. And he brings his Korbanos. But if previously he had shaved and brought his Korbanos after the first one on the 30th day, which we said L'chatchila he shouldn't have done, but B'dieved, if he did that, then it's fine. Then the count begins on that day. Then he can shave the second one on the 60th. Same idea, in other words, because then the 30th day is also the first day of New Nezirus, and what would have been the 31st is by now the second day and so forth, and therefore the 60th day comes out to be the 31st day of the New Nezirus. So even though he did wrongly the first time and brought his Korbanos a day early, and B'dieved is Yotze, the second time he should still try to do it on the correct day. To bring the Korbanos, yeah. Which would be the 60th day, in this case, counting from the beginning. The Gilach is Yom Shishim Choser Echad, but if he does the second set of Korbanos on the 59th day, Yotze, then he's also Yotze. Because again, the day can count, L'Kan, the same way as the first time B'dieved he brought his Korbanos on the 30th day, he's Yotze, the same way the second time he brings him on the 30th day of the second term, he's also Yotze. So therefore, in other words, he winds up only having observed Nezirus for 59 days.
Because
of his last day, yeah.
I guess the last day is a different hour. It's
yeah, that's the point, yeah. And the Mishnah continues. You're going to think that's very strange. How does he manage to save 2 days just by doing things with the Eved? But the Zuhedus hated Rapapius. Rapapius, in fact, gave Edus in front of the Chachamim that this is how the Halacha is. And for that reason, this Mishnah is also in Masech Edus. Our mission Nazar Shtei Nezirus. A person declared two terms of Nezirus. Shem Gilach Haser Shani Yom Shloshim. That if he shaved and brought the Korbanos for the first one on the 30th day, Megaleach Haser Shani Yom Shishim. Then Lachatchila he should do the second one on the 60th. Then Gilach Yom Shishim Chaser Achad Yotze. But if he does it on the 59th day, he's Yotze. She Yom Shloshim Olam Aminyan, because the 30th day does count as the beginning of the new Nezirus. Now again, according to Rav Masna, the reason why it would work is in both cases, we're talking that the Darais and the Zeros has to be for 30 days, but Michtas Yehim Kekoloi, according to Bar Pada, we're saying that really it already finished on the 29th. The third one, when it was done on the 30th, was done Al Pitora, Al Daraisa, what he did was perfectly valid. There wouldn't have been a problem with that Matzila. Only the Chachamim had told him that he should have waited until the 31st. So now that he did the first one on the correct day Daraisa, if he ends up doing the second one on the day that's correct Daraisa as well, then good. Then he's fine. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Misha Omer Hayuni Nazir. Now, if a person says, I'll be a Nazir, Nitmo Yon Shloshim, if he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, Soser as HaKoil, then he loses all the days until now. He has to bring his Korbanos to, he has to wait till he becomes Tahar. Yeah, he has to wait 7 days until he becomes Tahar. Remember, we're talking Tumas Mes over here, not other kinds of Tumas. So if he becomes Tomei Tumas Mes, he's gonna have to become Tahar, he's gonna have to be Tahar with Pada Aduma water for 7 days. Then he's gonna bring his Korbanos Tumah. Then he's gonna send shave. Then he's gonna start his Nizidus over again the entire 30 days. And at the end of it, when he finishes it successfully, he'll bring his Korbanos Tumah. So even though, in other words, the point is, it was the 30th day. He was almost done. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama is saying, so Sir Sakal. Now, he also, we have to understand it differently according to the Masna and according to Bar Pada. According to the Masna, it would be the Daraisa, because the fact is the 30th day is still a day that belongs to his Nezirus. Remember, according to the Masna, Nezirus is 30 days. I missed to say Yenkakolai. Fine, that would be one thing when he brought his Korbanos. But if he hadn't yet brought his Korbanos, then we can't yet say missed to say Yenkakolai, and therefore if he becomes Tomei during that time, then he's so everything. According to Bar Pada, Tosfos says that, that who says that really it was only supposed to be 29 days, so this soiser would actually be only dirabon. Because again, we make the gzera, because if he says shloshim yom, then he actually has to be for full 30 days, and he can't bring his korbanos any earlier than the 31st day. So therefore, midirabon, and we say also the 30th day is considered a full-fledged day of the nezirus to the extent that he's going to be soiser. But you're right, midaraisa, he wouldn't have needed to. Now, Tosfos says that he's not going to bring a korbanos of a nazir tomei in that case. The chachamim can't tell a person to bring korbanos that he wouldn't be chayev in daraisa, because they can't tell him to bring chulam ma'azara. So therefore, what would happen, according to Tosfos, is he's soiser as hakol, he has to become tomei with the parah aduma, and he has to become tahor with the parah aduma, and then he starts the nezirus all over again, but without bringing korbanos tumah, because it's only dirabon, according to Bar Pada's understanding of the Tanakhama, it would only be dirabon that he's losing any days anyway, that he has to start all over. So that's how it would be. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Enes Soiser El Shiva. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer says that he's only losing 7 days. So now, what does that mean? The 7 days that he's becoming Tahar from Tumas Mes before he can come into this Mikdash and bring his Korbanos. So in other words, really, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's not losing anything at all, but practically speaking, he needs 7 days to become Tahar.
So
practically speaking, he still has to keep the rules of Nezirus because he hasn't brought his Korbanos yet. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he also has to shave, and he hasn't done that yet either. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't have to start all over. He doesn't have to start his Nezirus all over. He just has to wait till he's Tahar, and then he can bring his Korbanos as soon as he can.
So this happened on the
22nd day.
On the 30th day.
But if it happened on the 22nd, 30th. If it happened any earlier, then of course, everybody agrees. The Pasuk says that if Nazir becomes Tomei, the Pasuk says, Vayomim Marushonim Yiflu, the earlier days will fall away, Ki Tomei Nizrei, because he became Tomei. But here it was the 30th day. So now, according to Bar Pada, the point then would be that Rebbe Eliezer disagrees with the Chachamim. He says, you Chachamim are saying you have to make a Zera, that if he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, then you need to tell him to start his Nezirus over because people might confuse it with the case where you said to begin with 30 days. Bar Pada would say, Rebbe Eliezer would say, I don't hold a back Zera.
At least it's a Chachil, but the
Yeah. And according to the Masna, we would say, mix the same Kukuloi, even though he became Tomei before he brought his Korbanos. Again, the Chachamim would say, according to the Masna, we're going to say, mix the same Kukuloi only if he brought his Korbanos. Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Masna, is going to say, that mix the same Kukuloi always, even if he hasn't yet brought his Korbanos, so therefore, there's no days for him to lose anymore, just he has to wait till he's Tahor and then he can bring his Korbanos. Another case, Hareni Nozer Shloshim Yoim, but if he said I'm a Nozer 30 days, so he actually said the words 30 days, Nitmiyem Shloshim. So he starts a call. Now if he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, he's going to lose everything. Even Rabbi Eliezer was going to agree to that because the fact is he said 30 days. And therefore, so now we can't say the same Kekulai, we can't say it's only Exeter Derabana, now we have to say that we need to hold him the 30 full days of Tarei. Another case, Hareni Nozer Meir Yoim. So now what if he says I'm a nozer for 100 days? Nitmaye may associate a call. So again, if he becomes Tame on the 100th day, then he loses everything. Rebel Yazar Omer in associate Ella Shloshim. In this case, Rebel Yazar says he's losing only 30 days. Now we're going to learn in the Gemara why Rebel Yazar says in that case 30 days. The reason is going to be because you have a posik that says Zois Tordas Hanozir. The Zois Tordas Hanozir. Rebbe Eliezer understands that to those extra words, which otherwise wouldn't have been necessary for the pasuk, to be telling us that you can have a case where a nozer becomes tomei and he doesn't have to start his whole nezirus, but he needs the Torah of a nozer. The Torah of a nozer, of a standard nozer, is 30 days. Therefore, there can be a case where he needs only an extra 30 days. So Tosfos discusses in some detail over here that when it came to a 30-day Nezirus, then Rebbe Eliezer is agreeing that he loses everything because if you're going to apply the Zois Tordas HaNozir, the fact is you need to assign him another 30 days. But when there's 100 days, you have, Rebbe Eliezer says, you don't have to do the whole 100 days. The words Zois Tordas HaNozir teach us that he needs only another 30 days. So the Chachamim would disagree and say that he loses everything. They don't hold of that Zerosha from the Pasuk. The words in the Torah are Vizois Torah Hanozer, Vyoim Melois. The expression in the Pasuk is this is the Torah of the Nazir. On the day that his Zerosh is finished, then he comes and brings his Korbanos. So Rabbi Eliezer understands that to mean that if he becomes Tomei on Yom Melois, on the actual day, which is the end, which is the finishing of his Nezirus, even though he hasn't brought his Korbanos yet, then he only needs Torah HaNozir, he only needs the 30 days that are the regular Torah of a Nozir. So we're going to learn that later on, actually, the Gemara is going to bring that up on Daf Chof. So we're not going to have it in the Gemara on our Mishnah, we're going to have it later on in our Perek, that we're going to bring that Derosha. So therefore, so Rabbi Eliezer would say like this, it was 100-day Nezirus. It's one thing he became Tomei earlier on the 99th or 98th or whatever day. Sure, I agree he has to start all over again. But now, because it was Yom Melois, it was the day of the finishing of the Nezirus, and therefore you have this posse, because those Teres HaNozer, Yom Melois, that therefore, of the other doubtings from that, that it means that all you give him, that all you require him to do in that case, is Teres HaNozer, which is 30 days. So therefore, he's going to be sprinkled with paradrum water. Then he's going to be, then he'll be tougher. Then he'll bring his korbanos tumah. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is saying he's not starting his nezirus all the way over to the beginning, just another 30 days, and then he'll bring his korbanos tahara.
And why is 30 days again?
So that's because Torah HaNozir, because we're saying the Torah of the Nozir, which is a minimum of 30 days.
And he's got to tell me the last day.
So he's got to tell me the last, the 100th day, we're saying. No, so again, in the earlier case of the Mishnah, when he had a Nezirus of 30 days, Rebbe Eliezer, so now when he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, Rebbe Eliezer is saying that, Rebbe Eliezer, so now we say like this, the 30th day is Yom Melois, but Rebbe Eliezer is going to say, based on either Barpadas or the Masnas Svaras, that the 30th day is not really part of Nezirus anymore. Because he had just said Harini Nozir, he hadn't said Harini Nozir Shloshim Yoim. So either we say Mitzvah Kekulai, or we say fundamentally the Nezirus is really only 29 days. So therefore, Rebbe Eliezer is going to say that he doesn't need to lose any days at all. All he needs to do is wait a week and bring his Korbanos. But when he said Harini Nozir Meya Yoim, he actually said the words 100 days. So then, the 100th day is Yoim Melois. The fact is, it is the end of his Nezirus, no matter how you put it. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, I agree he's going to have to lose days, but I don't say he should have to lose the whole 100 days he did so far. All he loses is 30 days because Torah HaNozir.
And and the chesed of 3 days because it's here.
Because that's the Torah of the Nazir. Because when the Torah says Torah HaNazir, Rabbi Eliezer understands that to mean that the minimum Torah of a Nazir is 30 days. Therefore, the Torah is implying that if he becomes Tomei on Yom Malois, on the last day of the term, then he gets another, then he needs another Torah HaNazir, another 30 days. Yeah. The Yom Malois, 10 by Torah HaNazir, is the Gemara's expression on that Chav. Yeah. So in that case, then, so Rabbi Eliezer is saying he's losing 30 days, the Chum said he's losing all the days. Nitma Yoimei of Echad. Now, what happens if, what happens if he becomes Tomei on the 101st day? So then, Sosa Shloshim Yoim, now the Tanakhama says he's going to lose 30 days. The 101st day is already, the Nazirus is over, but he hadn't yet brought his Karbonus. The fact, until he brings his Karbonus, then he's not finished yet. So therefore, so now it's going to be a takana of the Chachamim according to Tosfos and according to the Rosh, it's going to be a takana of the Chachamim that he loses 30 days. Again, according to them, he's not going to be bringing Korbanos, because you can't bring Korbanos Dirabanan, but Dirabanan we're going to make him keep another 30 days, because otherwise that could easily be confused with the 100th day, which is the actual Yom Malois. Rabbi Eliezer Omer in a Sosa of a Shiva, and Rabbi Eliezer says that he only has to. Rabbi Eliezer says that he only has to keep 7 days, because he just has to wait until he's Tahor.
Because it works even without Kabbalas.
Because according to him, right, with the same Kabbalah, it works even without Kabbalas. The Chum was saying he was losing 30 days, so we had this Drosha actually of Ten Lo Toras Nozir. We brought most of this Mishnah, if not all of it, previously on Daf Hei Daf Vav, when we were dealing with the Rav Masna and Bar Pada. So we said over there that according to the Chachamim, when you say that on the 101st day he needs another 30 days, that was because of a takana of the Chachamim. Because again, people might confuse it with the case of the 100th day. According to the Masna, we would say that the Mishnah is talking about where he actually said 100 complete days. But if he had said, I'm a Nazir just for 100 days and hadn't used the word complete, then we would say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Mitzaseim Kukulai, and therefore he only loses 7 days. Even Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't say he loses 30 days. And according to Bar Pada, doesn't matter whether he said shleimim or not, we would always say that there's the sakonas chachamim, that he has to lose some days, but Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim are arguing how many.
One says seven, one says thirty,
right. And that's when it was on the 100th day, and again, that's when it was on the 101st day, right. Right. If it was on the 100th day, then you have, according to the chachamim, he's losing everything, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's losing 30 days. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
The version of the chachamim are similar
here and there. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, so now, we said in the Mishnah that if a person said, I'm a Nazir, without specifying the number of days, which is 30 days, and he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, then he loses everything. Rabbi Eliezer says he loses only 7 days. Why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is not losing everything? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, Kol Acha Malois Shiva Sois. So anytime he becomes Tomei after Malois, after the days of Nazirus are over, even though he hasn't yet brought his Karbanus, then he only loses 7 days just so he can become Tahor in order to bring his Karbanus. According to the Masna, Mitzayim Kukulai, and according to Bar Pada, you don't even need that because the Nazirus was actually over the day before anyhow.
They're arguing with the
Masna and the Bar Pada are arguing within the Chachamim and within Rabbi Eliezer. They're Amoraim, they can't argue with Tanoi. They could take a side if they wanted. They could say, for example, Rav Masna could conceivably say, I'm saying like Rabbi Eliezer, and Bar Pada say, I'm going like the Chachamim, but that's not what we said in the Misugi over there. We said both Rav Masna and Bar Pada want their opinions to work according to both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and so each of them has to have a way of explaining the two opinions according to their respective Svara. On the other hand, the Mishnah says, when he said, that if he said, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, you have to use the word 30 days, and it became Tomei on the 30th day, so there's a call, there the Mishnah said he loses everything, Rabbi Eliezer is not arguing, because we're talking about that he said whole days. And again, according to Rapada and Ramasna, do we mean that he actually used the word whole, or do we mean that he didn't? But once he said 30 days, then we consider as though he said whole. According to Ramasna, it would have to be that he said whole days, because otherwise we'd still say Nesedein Kekulay. According to Rapada, we don't need that. Normally, Nazirus is 29 days, but here where he said 30, then obviously he means 30. So therefore, and Rapada doesn't hold him. Nesedein Kekulay. So therefore, according to him, even Rabbi Eliezer is going to agree that you lose everything. Now, practically speaking, I mean, what it is Rabbi Eliezer is saying that if you became Tomei on Yom Malois, on the day when the Nazirus is completed, then you need 30 days. Well, here, 30 days is the entire Nazirus. So practically speaking, you're starting over. Then the Mishnah continued, Hareini Nazir Meya Yom. Then you have the case where he says, I'm a Nazir for 100 days. The Nitma Yom Meya, and he became Tomei on the 100th day. Sosa Sakol. So then we said he loses everything. Rabbi Eliezer Omer and Sosa El Shloshim Yom. El Shloshim. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer says he loses only 30 days. V'chula, and we continue explaining the Mishnah. Kidav Vina Baal Libra by Padre Rab Masna. We go with the whole explanation that we discussed before, and that's Hey Daf Bav, according to Rav Pada and according to Rav Masna, respectively, why that should be the case. Why would the Chacham say he loses everything, and why would Rabbi Eliezer say that he's losing only 30 days? So according to, so the Chachamim are saying the Chacham don't hold of this drasha of the Yom Malois, 10 Lai Torah. So therefore they say that it would be that the Yom Malois would be like any other day during the Nazirus. He loses the entire thing. Again, according to the Masna, we'd be saying because even though Mitzvah Seim Kekuloi, the fact is he hasn't brought his Kobonis yet, and therefore it's still considered part of his Nazirus until he does. And according to Rav Pada, because since he said a hundred days, then it's considered that he said 100 days shleimim, 100 complete days, and therefore that till the end of the 100th day is still considered part of his Nazirus.
But that mixes Kulay by Kwanzaa.
So according to him, you don't say it's the same for Kulay. But in any case, according to anybody, if he actually said complete days, you wouldn't say it's the same for Kulay anyhow. So yeah, then you have within that the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Do we say 10 Lai Torah, that you only give him the Torah Sanazi 30 days, or do we make him start all over again? So that explains the mission. That explains the part of the Mishnah where he became Tomei on the 100th day, and then again you have the part where he became Tomei on the 101st day. So everything, we can all understand it based on that sugya that we had in the first pair. There are, by the way, the Rambam, I think, learns that actually in the case where we say that he loses 30 days or whatever, there would actually be cases, the halacha is like a chum, not like Rabbi Eliezer, but in the case we said, in the last case where we said that if he becomes Tomei on the 100th day, Sosa Shloshim Yom, that he loses 30 days, and Tosfos learns that might be only Derabbanan, the Rambam actually seems to hold that it would be Deraisa, and he actually would bring the Korbanos Tumah and start all over again. Or not start all over, but start the 30 days, because it was after Malois, but nevertheless, the fact is he became Tomei, and therefore he's going to be bringing the Korbanos, unlike Tosfos, who learns that it was only Derabbanan, and therefore there's no Korbanos. There's no Korbanos Tumah, the Rambam would learn that he's actually losing those 30 days Daraisa, not just the Zera Darabanon, and therefore he's bringing the Korbanos Tumah, and then doing the 30 days.
And then brings
his Korbanos Tari. Okay. Mishnah says, Misha Nozar Rahu Beveis HaKvaris. If a person makes a neder of Nazirus while he's in the cemetery, now, we know if a Nozir becomes Tomei, then he loses all the days that he counted so far, and he brings his Korbanos Tumah and starts all over again. Here, what happens is that when he made the Neder of Nazirus to begin with, he was sitting in a Beis HaKvaris. Even if he stayed there the entire 30 days, in Oyla Maimon HaMinyan, those don't count towards the count of Nazirus. They're not counted as days of Nazirus, and therefore, Ve'enim Mevi Korban Tumah, and therefore he's not bringing a Korban Tumah at the end of that. Because a Korban Tumah would only be for a Nazir who was Tahor and then became Tomei. And over here, B'chlal, there were no days of Nazirus that were Tahor, as we're going to discuss in the Gemara, and therefore there's no Korbanos Tumah for him to be bringing. By the way, we are going to talk about in the Gemara later. We are going to talk about later on in the Masechta. You do have types of Tumas Nes that a Nezirus does not have to store it as Nezirus overflow. Usually, we used to say that if a Nezir becomes Tomei during his Nezirus, that usually we say he has to bring his Korbanos Tumah and store it all over. We're going to learn later in the Masechta that it's not every type of Tumah from a mess that he has to do that. There are certain kinds of Tumah's mess where all he has to do is be sprinkled with Paradim water and then resume his Nezirus after those 7 days. But he doesn't shave and he doesn't bring Korbanos Tumah. Here actually the Rambam learns according to the way the Lechem Mishnah understands that you could have cases over here where it depends, depending on the type of Tumah that we're talking about over here. He may be bringing the Korbanos or he may not, because depending how he became Tumah. So the Mishnah continues, Yotzev Nichnas, if he went out of the Beis HaKvaris and he went back in, and the Gemara is going to explain what it means in between, he was sprinkled with Paral Duma water and he went through the whole thing, so now he's Tahor again. So in other words, he made the Nezirus while he was in the Beis HaKvaris, then he left there, then he was sprinkled with Paral Duma water, went through the whole 7 days, totaled the whole 9 yards, now he's Tahor, Nichnas, and he went back into the cemetery. Then those do count, the days in between, count as days of Nezirus, and therefore the result is, or maybe Korban Tumah, and therefore he's bringing a Korban Tumah, because now he's like a regular Nazir who became, Tomei during his Nezirus. So now the Lechem Mishnah understands on the Rambam that actually what the Mishnah means is it's saying two different cases. There can be a case where the Tumah that he became Tomei with is a lesser kind of Tumah's mess, and therefore where he doesn't actually have to shave and bring Korbanos at all. So those days actually count as part of his Nezirus. Because in effect, the Rambam explains that all the cases we're going to learn later in the Masechta, where a person does not have to shave and bring his Korbanos, really the Rambam says all those Tumas Minames are only Dirabban. So those don't break up as Nezirus. So therefore the Olam Lamina Minyan would be when it was one of those lesser kind of Tumas, and the Mevi Korban Tumah would talk about where it was a greater kind, where he was Tomei in some way, Daraisa, where he's actually shaving and bringing his Korbanos Tumah. That's according to the Rambam. According to everybody else, Olam Lamin Aminian doesn't mean that the days that he's Tomei count towards the Nezirus. It just means, in other words, that the days that passed until now count as days when he was a Nazir, and now, in other words, they were full-fledged Nezirus, and therefore now he's bringing the Korbanos of a Nazir Tomei. The Mishnah continues, though, Rabbi Yezer says, not always is he bringing a Korban Tumah. Loi boi bayoy, not if he went back in on the very day that he became Tahor. So in other words, let's say, so he had made the Nezirus in the Beis HaKvaris, he went out of there, he became Tahor. Now, on the day that he finished his Tara, which is, he was the seventh day of his Tumah, where he was sprinkled with Paral Duma water and dipped in the Mikveh, now at that point his Nezirus can begin, because up until now it couldn't begin because he was Tomei. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says, if he goes into the Beis HaKvaris on that same day, then he's not bringing a Korban Tumah. Because the Pesach is Vayomim Rishonim Yiflu, the Pesach is the first days should fall away, implying Ad Shiyu Yomim Rishonim, it means that there have to be first days, there have to be at least 2 days that he can lose. So therefore he would say that if the day that this happened, or the next day he goes back into the Beis HaKvaris, nothing happens in terms of Korbanos Tumah, but the fact is he doesn't even have 2 days yet to lose. Not the next day. The next day already he would, because he has the previous day and that day. So if he became Tahor, if he finished being sprinkled and everything on Sunday, and then that same day he went into the Beis HaKvaris, then there's nothing to lose, because that same day is the first day of his Nezirus. Rabbi Eliezer was saying, only if he goes into the Beis HaKvaris the second day, if he goes in Monday, then you can say, yes, now he's losing, that yesterday was a day of Nezirus, and today was supposed to have been a day of Nezirus, and he's losing them, so therefore that's when the Pasuk is saying that he brings Korbanos Tumah. Okay. So the Gemara starts off with a discussion related to this, which then we're going to bring in on Mishnah. Itzmar, we have a discussion of Amiraim. Mishan Nozar Vuhu Beves HaKvaris. If a person makes a Neder of Nezirus while he's in the cemetery, where we said in the Mishnah that those days don't count as in Nezirus. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Nezirus Chala Olav. Rabbi Yochanan says Nezirus is Chal on him. Which has a number of implications. It would mean, in other words, that first of all, even while he's in the Beis HaKavodes over there, he's not allowed to drink wine or cut his hair. And in addition, if while he's in the Beis HaKavodes, people are warning him, you know, you're a nazir, you're not supposed to be there, get out. And he says, I don't care, I'm staying in here anyway, then he would get malchus for that. The same thing, if he drank wine or whatever, he would also be getting malchus. So even though, in other words, the Mishnah is saying that in Olam Lomina Minyan, Rabbi Yochanan would be saying that the Mishnah doesn't mean that he's not a nazir at all. It means that his nazirus is still chal. Just they don't count as the days of his nazirus yet. He can't count them towards the 30 days or whatever that he's going to be a nazir. But the nazirus is chal on him in the sense that he's still also already in all the restrictions of a nazir. Rish Lakish Omer, in nazirus chal olav, Rish Lakish says the nazirus is not chal on him at all. Now Tosfos says, Rabbi Yezer would agree, Rish Lakish would agree that it's also for him to do these things, but Rish Lakish would say he's not getting malchus for them. So, Rabbi Yechanan Omer Nezirus Chal Olav. Why does Rabbi Yechanan say that Nezirus is Chal on him, even though he's in the Beis HaKavodes? Because Rabbi Yechanan says, Sava Mitzvah Tal Yevakayma, the Nezirus that he declared is hanging there. It can't be Chal, it can't start yet because he's in the Beis HaKavodes. But Kivin de Mashkacha Tara, as soon as it finds room for Tara, Chayla, then immediately it will be Chal. So therefore, so even now, so even now, when he's in the Beis HaKavodes, then still the Nezirus to that extent can be chal. And also, more to the point, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that when he goes out of the Beis HaKavodes, automatically his Nezirus will be completely on him, in the sense he doesn't have to say again, I'll be a Nazir. The fact that he said it in the Beis HaKavodes is good enough to make that now his Nezirus will... So now Rabbi Yochanan is saying two things, in other words. Number one, while he's in there, already he's chayav on all the things that a Nazir is chayav in. And second of all, when he goes out of there and becomes Tahar, the moment that he becomes Tahar, his Nazirus will automatically start, the days will automatically start counting down without him having to say anything again. Rish Lakish says the Nazirus is not chal on him at all for any purpose, meaning he's also to do these things, but he's not chayav malchus. And when he goes out of there, he's going to have to say something, because Rish Lakish says, E hodr v'omar, if he goes and says something after he comes out, chayla, then the Nazirus will be chal on him. V'iloy, and if not, then not. Now, he doesn't have to say, I'll be a Nazir. Obviously, if he does, there's no chidush in it. We mean that he'll say, for example, that I'm accepting on myself what I said when I was in there. So he's not actually saying now again, I'll be a Nazir, but he's saying whatever it is that I said in there, I'm accepting that I will continue this that I said. So therefore, the Shlokher says he needs that in order for the Nazirus to be Chal. If not, then it can't be Chal. Because he made the Nazirus while he was in the basic parts. So Rabbi Yochanan says, So Rabbi Yochanan asks to Rish Lakish, what about our Mishnah? Mishnah Nazar, Vuhu Beveis HaKavodes. We said a person becomes a Nazir while he's in the cemetery. Afilo Hayasham Shloshim Yom. I mean, if he's there the entire 30 days, Ein Olam Min Aminyan, it doesn't count for the 30 days. Ein Amevi Korban Truma, and he doesn't bring a Korban Truma. Now, implying, says Rabbi Yochanan, Korban Truma would like Maisi. So the implication, he's not bringing a Korban Truma. But it sounds like the Nazirus is chal on him, just he doesn't bring a korban truma because that's only for a Nazir who was Tahor and now became Tomei. So how can you tell me, Rish Lakish, that the Nazirus is not chal on him at all? So Rish Lakish answers, that's not what the Mishnah means. What it means is he's not even in the Torah of Truma or the Torah of a korban. In other words, he's not shayach to those dinim at all. So even if he's not shayach to those dinim at all. When the Mishnah says Einim Mevi Korban Truma, doesn't mean that he is a Nazir, but he's not bringing Korban Truma. It means he's not really a Nazir at all. Only when he goes out of there and becomes Tahor and says, "I will continue, I will accept on myself whatever it is that I said there in the cemetery," then he'll become a Nazir. But until that, when the Mishnah says Einim Mevi Korban Truma, just means he's not shayach to be bringing a Korban Truma because he's not even really a Nazir yet. We'll continue that discussion tomorrow. That's the Shem with Rabbi Yechon and bring various proofs against the Shlokish, and then we're gonna continue and understand what their actual machlokas is.
Yes,